Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Time now to unpack Hamas's ideologies and aims and how sympathizers are relating to this terror group. Well, here to make sense of this and wrap our minds around it, we welcome Itamar Marcus, Director of Palestinian Media Watch. Itamar, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us once again on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thank you for inviting me. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, great to have you on board, Itamar. Thanks for availing your time to discuss something that appeared in a publication today in the Jerusalem Post regarding a book that's going to be published. Sorry, I am experiencing a few gremlins at the moment, but the issue revolves around this book, which is going to talk about Hamas being vilified, and you know, one must understand what Hamas's aims and ideologies are. Your take on this at this particular point in time, what are we looking at here?
Well, what we're looking at is another attempt to whitewash Hamas and to make Hamas seem as reasonable. Hamas is right now the main enemy of Israel in the world. That's the way it's perceived. And apologists for the Palestinians or haters of Israel are going to look for any which way to try to make Hamas look good. And that's what this whole book is trying to do. It's taking statements that they're saying for the press purpose. Now, at Palestinian Media Watch, we argue that the way to understand some nation, the way to understand the government, is to look at what they tell their own people. And I just want to just give you some examples of what we know about Hamas from what they write, what they tell their own people. So take a look at their charter, for example. First of all, the name of Hamas. Yeah, the name of Hamas, for example, doesn't even mention the word Palestinian. Hamas is an acronym for Islamic Resistance Movement. And then they define themselves in the document as a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood has nothing to do with Israel per se. The Muslim Brotherhood is an Islamic organization that believes that Muslims have the obligation to subjugate the entire humanity under Islam. And Hamas sees itself as the Palestine branch of the Muslim Brotherhood. In other words, they're destroying Israel and subjugating anyone here under Islam is their participation in the subjugation of all of humanity under Islam. This is not a Palestinian land liberation movement. This is a religious fanatic movement that wants to subjugate me, you, and all of your listeners under Islam.
Now, interesting. How did they miss out on all this? You've just defined it so so intricately, Itamar. So, what are they missing? What are they trying to promote then?
I remember meeting. It was in Switzerland at the time, and they had in their foreign ministry, they had a special minister diplomat who was in charge of the Palestinian-Israel problem, conflict.
Right.
And I remember meeting with him, and he was telling me, I just recently met with Hamas leadership, and they told me that you can ignore what they've written in their charter, but you have to just listen to them because they really, that's a theoretical document, but actually they're interested in peace. They want to live next to Israel in peace. And this diplomat had been fooled by this Hamas leader. Now, what I did then is I started quoting to him from Hamas media. For example, statements in the media about to kill a Jew is to worship Allah, things like that.
Wow.
Other things in the media which are exactly taken from the charter. For example, the charter says the time of resurrection won't come until Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. Jews are going to hide behind rocks and trees, which will cry, Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill him. Now, this is in their charter, and we've heard it many, many times on Hamas television over the years. In other words, the charter, which talks about the extermination of Jews as a condition for the redemption of humanity, is alive and well. It's not just in their charter. So what these people are doing is they're interviewing a few Hamas people who are telling you that doesn't mean anything. And we're just poor victims, just want our land back. When you listen to what they write about themselves and what they care about, they want a world subjugated under Islam, and they're going to do their part.
Itamar, I don't know if you can spend a few more minutes with us. We just have to cross over for a quick news break. I don't know how your diary looks. Can you just stay on the line for a little longer with us? Because there's just something else I'd just like to run by you.
Yes, I'll stay well.
Thank you, Itamar. Itamar Marcus, Director of Palestinian Media Watch, joining us on the line. We're unpacking this bizarre ideology and aims of Hamas and how sympathizers relate to the terror group. Time check has just gone 28 minutes to 5. Time now for a quick news update. Let's see what's happening in the world.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, it's just gone 28 minutes to 5. If you've just joined us, welcome to the second hour of the Afternoon Overdrive, 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we welcome Itamar Marcus, Director of Palestinian Media Watch. Itamar, thank you so much for just spending a little more time with us on the show. Itamar, you've placed emphasis on the Hamas Charter. Now, you're speaking to diplomats, you're speaking to leadership. I'm trying to understand, how come they wouldn't be mindful or aware of exactly what is said within Hamas's charter? What is going on there?
The diplomats love to meet diplomats, and for some reason they trust and believe what the diplomats are telling them. I hate to say it, if we go back to the beginning of the Oslo Accords, when the Israeli leaders were duped by the Palestinian leaders into believing that they wanted peace with Israel, that's what happens. Diplomats meet diplomats. They want to be hopeful, and they decide to ignore everything that they've said, everything that they've done. And they also have very good excuses. They'll say things like, oh, that's a formation document. It doesn't really mean anything anymore. But the fact is, that's why it's so important what we do at Palestinian Media Watch, what we show is that all those hate ideologies that exist in the charter continue on a regular basis to be spewed out on the television from Palestinian Authority leaders. So the idea that they want to kill Jews, which appears in the charter, is reiterated all the time. There's one other fascinating and very, very important concept to understand about the Muslim Brotherhood. And that is, part of their slogan is, our greatest wish is to be a martyr for Allah. Our greatest wish is to be a martyr for Allah. Now, what does this mean? What we're seeing now in the war in Gaza, where Hamas has used civilians as human shields. But how do they justify this? Well, we've seen this on television. We have it on television. The leadership telling the people not to leave their homes, to stay. They become martyrs for Allah. That's the greatest thing and the greatest accomplishment that they ever can achieve. So don't be worried about dying for Allah. In other words, they've turned death into not just heroic, but they've turned death into better than life, literally, so that people should not be afraid of, one, going out and trying to kill Israelis, or two, to even be a human shield. And that's why so many Palestinians have actually willingly gone out on suicide bombing attempts, as well as being human shields, because they have been brainwashed to believe death is better than life.
You know, Ismail, we live in this world where, yes, we have, preachings of freedom of speech and expression, and yes, the ability to, vent one's and voice one's views. I'm just putting this out to you on the basis of which this book is written and the content it contains. Can you really see this, shall we say, catching on and resonating with many people, given the wokeness and the way people are catching on to the pro-Palestinian cause right now?
Yes, unfortunately, the language, the few quotes that I saw in that same article that you mentioned, because I haven't seen the whole book, the few quotes, they're very, very reasonable writers, and they make themselves sound like they've really researched this and they really believe this, and you just have to believe these poor people. And Israel is, of course, the terrible villain. That even the atrocities of October 7th, although I don't know if in the book they justify them, I don't know, but I'm sure what they're saying is that these people are suffering so much, they shouldn't have done it, but we understand why they did it. That's what I hear all the time, this kind of a justification. And of course, we all know that the suffering that the Palestinians are suffering forever has nothing to do with Israel, but essentially their own leaders have been responsible for their suffering, for their economic troubles, for everything that they're going through. They only have their own leadership to blame.
I can just end off by quoting this passage. The new book, Understanding Hamas and Why That Matters, by Helena Coben and Rami Jikore, set to launch next month at the Middle East Center of the London School of Economics and Political Science. Itamar, thank you so much for taking a bit more time on the show just to give us your views on Hamas's ideology and its aims, and yes, how sympathizers are relating to it. Itamar Marcus, Director of Palestinian Media Watch.